I am writing in reply to Kerry Kushnerick's letter to the editor in the March 3 issue of The Town and Country Today. To answer your question, the Pride Crosswalk was a well-planned and organized undertaking by young people who wanted to show support for the LGBTQ community. Removing the crosswalk was akin to tearing down a piece of art that took months to build. You asked why there are no crosswalks representing other groups. Did you or anybody else try to organize a group of volunteers to paint anything for those other groups? I am certain nobody would have objected. Many people from the LGBTQ community face discrimination, rejection and false stereotyping from their parents and community, isolation, ostracism, etc. If you cannot see how a Pride crosswalk would help people from the 2SLGBTQI+ community feel loved and supported, I feel sorry for you. Having a Pride crosswalk does not give anybody special status. If somebody approaches you asking for funds for breast cancer, do you think it gives breast cancer special status in comparison to other cancers? If your church asks you to fill shoeboxes with items to send to children in underdeveloped countries, do you think it gives those children special status over the thousands of needy children in our own country? There was a time when women were not allowed to vote or even have their own bank accounts. Women who wanted these things were accused of putting their marriages in danger. Oh, and women were expected to have a family and stay home barefooted and pregnant. I, for one, am happy that women fought for their rights. Why can't people from the 2SLGBTQI+ community do the same? You say that there are countries in the world where these people would be killed. Exactly. Where in the world would any heterosexual face any kind of death threats just for their sexual orientation or how they identify? You say that people who voted yes to neutrality have received threats. Now you know how some people from the 2SLGBTQI+ community feel. I agree that veterans and other groups should have their own sidewalks. If the new bylaw is repealed, you can organize for one to be painted in Westlock. I would even be willing to help if you can get others to participate. Or maybe you can organize for individuals to paint poppies on their own houses or property. If that is the case, I would love to see pride colors painted as well. That would certainly be a strong sign of equality for all. Angela Reynolds, Onaway.